I'm Stacey Easter, Mayor of Park Hills. Just want to let you guys know, it's very hard to fit 365 days into 5 minutes, so we're about 7 right now, just to be fully transparent. Just wanted to thank you all for attending the county event. I'm truly honored to stand here for you today to represent our great city of Park Hills and share our journey through 2024. Before I dive into our city's accomplishments and challenges, I'd like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to some key individuals who have been instrumental in our success. To our chamber presidents, Mineral Area College, Representatives Del Wright and Becky Lobinger, thank you all for your unwavering support to Park Hills. I'd also like to acknowledge our city leaders in attendance, which they're not gonna like this, but we're gonna do it. Zach Franklin, if you please stand, please, pretty please. So Zach is our city administrator, doing a phenomenal job, I'm sure. Zach is great. We also have in attendance today, Councilman John Haggerty. John, thank you. Councilman Alan Coleman. And I think it's a representative of the leadership in our city when we have some department heads here that are willing to take time out of their day. I know they're busy, but we have some of those in attendance with us today that I'd like to acknowledge. Parks Director Paul Johnson is here. Our Community Development Director Tyler Henson is here. Public Works Director Cody Govero. And our newly hired Jeremy Henderson, he's our Utilities Director. Thank you all for joining us. Definitely appreciate it. And thank you all for applauding them. So to continue on, I'd like to acknowledge our council, but also every employee that's not here. I know Tammy Coleman is here. She also helps with our chamber, does a phenomenal job. It truly is. We can lead, but it's our team that actually gets things done. So we are so fortunate to have such a great team. Just please know that your hard work and commitment has been a driving force behind every achievement that we have made for Park Hills. As I reflect on the past year, I'm filled with pride of what we have accomplished together. Let me start with some exciting news. Park Hills has secured nearly $1 million in grant funding for 2024. That is phenomenal, and that is led strictly by Zach Franklin's efforts. That's not in my speech. He's probably gonna say I didn't help you with that. So, the lion's share of this came from MoDOT TAP grant. This funding isn't just a number on a balance sheet. It's a springboard for the many great initiatives that we have planned for our city's future. Economic development has been a major focus for us, and I'm thrilled to report that we've had seen significant success in this area. We've welcomed several new businesses to our community, each contributing to our local economy in unique ways. Napa Auto Parts has relocated to Blake Road, joining Ameren Operating Center out there, CTI headquarters, and J&K Trucking. I believe we have Ameren representatives here today as well, so thank you all very much. Our residents in the Old Elvins area are particularly excited about the new Eagle Mart that's going to be coming along Front Street. That area hasn't seen a successful business in some time. They don't have a convenience store, so that's actually pretty exciting for them. Sodas and 32-ounce sodas and gas. But that's not all. Our industrial park has also been a huge hub of activity. Phoenix Investments purchased the old glass factory building, and we've already seen some positive results there. ReWorld has leased a quarter of the facility, bringing in 21 new jobs with an impressive average salary of $80,000 and a $6 million capital investment. This leaves three quarters of the facility available for even more growth. And we're confident that Phoenix Investments will secure more jobs in the near future. I'm particularly excited about the remaining 9 acres, and we have some available in our industrial park. We've had numerous positive discussions with positive businesses, and the interest in our city is palpable. Through our partnership with Missouri Partnership, we've submitted several RFQs, which are requests for information, for various projects. These RFIs showcase our city's potential and have put us on the radar for businesses looking to expand and relocate. The responses we've received have been encouraging, and we're optimistic that these efforts will bear fruit in the future, bringing even more jobs and economic growth to Park Hills. Speaking of the industrial park, I'm pleased to report that after welcoming Capital Railroad, we've been working diligently to get the rail functioning again. We're confident we'll be fully operational by the end of this year. While the impact might not be immediate, this development will undoubtedly contribute to our city's growth and progress in the long run. Now let me turn to some of the improvements that we have made to enhance the quality of life for our residents. Somebody left their phone here and it's recording. It's kind of weird. Sorry, it was in my way. Thanks to your support in passing Prop A again, our fire department remains fully funded, ensuring that they have resources they need to keep our community safe. And who could forget the grand opening of our new aquatic center, the Reef? We had a fantastic opening, grand opening this past year with well over 400 people in attendance. We had to actually lock the door, wait for those 100 to swim, and then let the other ones in. So it was very refreshing to see that, the excitement that was around the Reef. So we're working already on making 2025 better. For our sports enthusiasts, we've added the professional pickleball courts to the tennis courts at Haney Park. We're proud to be one of the first in the county to recognize the growing popularity of this sport and provide dedicated courts to our citizens. Public safety remains a top priority for us. I'm excited to announce that our police department received two $25,000 grants for K-9 units, again, led by Zach Franklin. We've also added another school resource officer for Mineral College, ensuring an officer is actively on campus during both day and evening hours. So now MAC has two SROs here. In our ongoing efforts to improve efficiency, we made the decision to outsource our municipal court to Bonterre, as previously said. This move is expected to turn what was previously a deficit into this past year, allowing us to relocate funds to other general fund departments. So we'll have a profit this year that we're hopeful for. This decision employs what our community is all about: strong partnerships, making strong communities. I think Seth talked about that. I know every mayor has previously spoke about that, but it's remarkable what our community is doing together. We talk to each other. I know Zach leverages Greg like there's no tomorrow. Greg has just been so helpful to Zach, and I know Sean as well. He talks with everyone, and you know, if Zach didn't have the leadership that those individuals provide him, I don't think that we would be as successful as we are today. So definitely appreciate that. Again, not in my speech. Zach's probably gonna yell at me, but whatever. Speaking of strong communities, I want to take a moment to recognize our senior center. It's more than just a building. It's a vital resource for Park Hills and several other cities in this county. The care and compassion shown by the staff there is truly remarkable, and they continue to serve our entire community with dedication. Now the phone's ringing, so. Now, while 2024 has brought us many wins, it has also highlighted some significant challenges that we needed to address. Among these is our water and wastewater infrastructure. As I mentioned at this very event last year, we've embarked on a massive project upgrade of our 70 to 80 year old system. We've now received both reports back, and the task before us is very daunting. We're looking at a proposed $100 million price tag. I don't have that. We don't have that. So we're actually leveraging city leaders to help us in getting some funding for that. So we understand that tripling our rates is not a viable option for our users or the communities that we serve, because as you know, we also serve Ludington and Delosia's wastewater. We are actively seeking any means of funding and leveraging all resources possible. We've had productive discussions with Representatives Del Wright, Becky Lobinger, Senator Mike Henderson, and Congressman Jason Smith's office. This project may be the biggest our city has seen or will see for some time, and we're committed to ensuring that we've done our absolute best to find a solution that works for everyone. As we look to the future, we remain optimistic and determined. The challenges we face are significant, but so are our opportunities. We will continue to focus on economic development, community improvement, and infrastructure upgrades. We'll keep seeking innovation solutions and building strong partnerships. In closing, I want to thank each and every one of you for your continued support and dedication to Park Hills. It is your spirit, your encouragement, and your love for this community that drives us all forward. Together, we've achieved so much, and together, we'll overcome the challenges that lie ahead. Here's to another year of growth, progress, and community spirit in Park Hills. Thank you.